from the highest mountains to the depths of the sea, from the planets in motion to the breath that we breathe, from the womb of the and the poor, to the dreams of the orphan, every heartbeat is yours.
Here we go.
True, you reign on high.
one King. There's only one sacrifice. There's only one thing.
Father, we praise you today. We thank you for reigning. We thank you, Lord, that your power is unsurpassed and that we can stand here this morning lifting our praises to you. And you accept us. You accept our praise as inadequate as it is. We thank you, Lord, that you love us and that you always see us through eyes of grace. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. 1 Peter 3:3-4 says, your beauty should not come from outward adornment, such as braided hair and the wearing of gold jewelry and fine clothes. Instead, it should be that of your inner self. I think of Esther when I read this scripture, because she won the king's heart, King Xerxes, not necessarily for her outer beauty, but for the inner beauty that she had. The unfading beauty of a gentle spirit, quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight. Let's sing together, reign in us. He reigns on high, amen. He reigns over all the earth. It's all his. He created it. I was reading a book this week. It said he created everything from scratch. God didn't even have scratch, did he? He created the scratch and then created the entire world and everything that we know in it. Let's praise him, shall we? Lord, you reign on high. Now reign in us. Amen. Let's sing. You thought of us before the world began. Our names before we came to be. You saw the very day we'd fall away from you. How desperately we need to be redeemed. Lord Jesus, come lead us. We're desperate for your that you would reign in us, Spirit.
purify our minds.
We need your love.
We need your perfect love.
We need your
discipline. We're lost unless you guide us with your light. Lord Jesus, come lead us.
To the Lord Jesus Christ stick. Amen. Let's not just sing about it. Let's invite Him to reign in us.
Brush. Father, as we behold your glory and holiness, we can't help but be confronted with our own shortcomings as we are tripped up, as we seek to navigate a world that relentlessly seeks to drag us down. Father, as your word instructs us, if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us. With a redemptive spirit, we bring the baggage we have collected over the past week, and at this moment, place it at the foot of your throne. Father, that you restore us to righteousness in your sight. Father, we thank you for your forgiveness and unfathomable love for us. We thank you for daily care you provide us and what we need, what you and providing us what we need as we need it. Father God, we don't always recognize your provision in our lives because we confuse need with want. We pray that you grant us discernment that we may recognize the difference with a grateful spirit. Father, we ask that you bring healing to the hurting, rest to the weary, and protection to the weak. Father God, we ask you to bless our time here this morning as we commit ourselves into your leading and guidance. May the Holy Spirit speak to us through Pastor Trotter as he steps out of the way to let your word come through. Finally, Father, we ask that you bless the offering it is given willingly and with gratitude. May you stretch it and use it to accomplish the work of your church. Father, we pray all this in the name of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mark. And you may be seated as our ushers come to receive our morning tithes and offerings. Thank you.
to the cross when your love poured out. Bring me to my knees, Lord, I lay me down. Rid me of myself, I belong to you. Oh, lead me. Lead me.
Give up our life, it's where Jesus gave up his life, but it's where we begin to live, is at the cross. Thank you, Father, for teaching us the way to life through your Son, Jesus. Lead us, Lord, we pray, as we look into your word now. Father, open our eyes to ways of life in Jesus' name. Amen.